This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Buddy Hield with a steal. Hield down to Draymond. Draymond lob. Payton. Dunk! Low right. Jammed it through. Chauncey Billups says, I've got to stop the noise.
DJ Khaled!
Give it to me. All they do is win. 130-120. The Warriors are now 37-28, 12-1 when Jimmy Butler plays in this new era of Golden State Warriors basketball. And with each win, man, I'm just telling you, Joe Shasky, as I say good morning to you, Carter, Sam Lubman, all the lovely people out there just getting off work and ready for work and ready for school, whatever the hell you're doing. We're glad you're stopping on by here. Every win, the confidence grows more and more. Every time I see another player doing something they haven't done, whether it's Gary Payton having a new career high, whether it's Jimmy Butler having his first triple-double in a Golden State Warriors uniform, whether it's Buddy Hield. Yeah, Buddy Hield looking like the Buddy Hield from the start of the season, 6-9 from beyond the arc. 20 points for him. Whether it's Quentin Post having a block party, 3 blocks for him, going at the big man Donovan Klingon on the other side. Not Klingon, shout out Star Trek, but we're not doing that this morning, all right? We might go nerdy a little bit later, we'll see. But that's a win that shows me, after coming off the win you had on Saturday, Joe Shasky, this team can win in any way you need them to. You think it's a tight, muck it up performance like you had against the Pistons? Okay, we'll win that. Whether it was against the Knicks, we'll win a grinded out kind of performance when no one can really hit a shot. Except, you know, Steph Curry, and then you go back to the Brooklyn game when a Brooklyn team was hot, kind of like this Portland Trailblazers team that couldn't miss from beyond the arc. You know, I can win then. I can win against old guys. I can win against the younger teams. I can win no matter what, is what I'm saying. Shout out DJ Khaled. If I'm a Golden State Warrior fan today, I'm allergic to losing right now, as it's allergy season. And I wake up and I'm just trying to find a way to not get excited, because pinch me if I feel like I'm dreaming right now. What is not to like about this team? And I literally asked Carter and Sam this morning, I was like, is there anything this team's not good at? Oh, well, I'm kind of concerned about the age from the older. I don't care about the age from the older guys. You know why? Because the young guys are dominating right now. And the guys that had injury concerns, look healthy as hell. Again, knock on wood, GP2's looked like 2022 GP2. Sorry, I'm rambling on here, Joe Shasky, but I'm literally finding ways to just continue to get excited about this team, and I don't know when it's going to stop or if it's going to stop because they keep winning in different ways, man.
Can't stop, won't stop.
No, uh-uh.
Jimmy.
There you
Jimmy.
Go. You love doing that.
Jimmy.
You
love it.
Yeah.
Jimmy. Jimmy. Jimmy.
Triple
Jimmy.
Double.
Jimmy. 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 Jimmy.
It's
12-1, 10 in a row with
insane.
Jimmy in the lineup. Jimmy Butler records his first triple double. I mean, as a Warrior, he was phenomenal. The steals. This team. So, look, we could talk about Moses Moody playing great ball, Quentin Post playing great ball, GP2 having a night for all ages when it comes to scoring for him.
26 points, career high.
Steph actually getting to the free throw line, which he said to me right before we get on the air. So many things to love about where this team is at right now. I love the intangibles. For 3 months, I watched this team play horrific defense, not get their hands in the passing lane, not get any 50-50 balls, give up 1,000 second chance points, not generate any second chance points, get nothing at the rim, and never, ever, ever look like a cohesive unit that plays complementary basketball. Since Jimmy Butler showed up, all the pieces fit. It's like the Jenga, like the whole puzzle is perfect. I'm watching Guy Santos get his hands on balls, throw it forward to a Steph Curry who just starts lighting fools up. I'm watching Jimmy Butler command the eyeballs of the other five guys in the half court for them defensively. We're talking about the Blazers defense. And then you get a Moses Moody cutting backdoor. I'm watching your guy, Quentin Post, look so good and grow and develop game after game after game.
GP3.
I love the way Jimmy Butler comes and doubles certain players who are trying to ISO cook. And the next thing you know, boom, strip. Hey, we're going in the other direction. This team is playing good, cohesive basketball, and they're hitting shots. Look, to your point about they can beat anybody, there's no doubt they can beat anybody. They're playing great ball right now. Now, look, the Blazers are the Blazers.
Sure.
That team is better than their record. How many times have we said that this year?
They've lost four in a row, so they're reeling a little bit right now, but they showed why they can beat anyone on a given night when they have production like they had from Denny Avdija yesterday. Anthony Simons, obviously, Shaedon Sharpe. What didn't have his best performance yesterday? But had 8 assists. And then Donovan Clingan, the guy's just 7'2", 280.
If you said he was 7'8", I would believe you.
Right? But again, Quentin Post more than held his own. And what? Clingan's got, what, 30, 40 pounds on him, it feels like?
Quinn got 3 blocks yesterday?
3. Career high. Three.
They gave him
career
3.
High.
Okay. Yeah. I thought he looked great yesterday. And look, there's something about they still need, like, Kuminga. Right?
Sure.
There's something about the athletic, you know, rim cutter and a guy. Because Moses is trying to give you some of those elements.
Moses looked great yesterday.
He looked so good, and he's played really good.
His
basketball.
Touch around the rim, by the way, the improvement there alone for me has been eye-opening.
Finishing in traffic?
Correct.
Yeah.
And just taking the body and taking that physicality and kind of embracing it, right?
Because
I think that's infectious when you see a guy like Steph Curry, your leader, doing that at 37 years old as well, who got to the line 7 times.
Are we going
to
talk about him? How about Buddy Hield,
that's
huh?
Our guy, Buddy
our
Hield.
Our guy, Buddy
that's
Hield,
right.
Having a game where
never
not only
him.
Is he hitting from the outside, he made a couple passes.
He had a steal yesterday.
The square button works?
No, he had a steal yesterday and then immediately ran to the three-point line, chucked it, it went in. I was like, oh, the confidence is there.
Yes.
Now, he could have missed it, but I love the confidence regardless, and it went in. And again, the energy's infectious. When I got Buddy Hield making defensive plays, because I don't really need him to do that, but if he is doing it, it's gravy. If I got Draymond Green knocking in a quarter three late in the fourth quarter for his first bucket of the game, but it felt like a big one because, you know, the Blazers just didn't want to go away yesterday. It was one of those games, and we were talking about the Joe Shasky. It was like, you walked in and you said this, you're like, it was kind of a ho-hum win. I was like, ho-hum, like, that I don't scoff at that. A ho-hum win for the Golden State Warriors has been a rarity most of this season.
I meant more in the sense of it was nothing spectacular, but that's what good teams do is
correct.
They take care of teams like Portland. And 3 months earlier, I think that game goes to overtime or down to the stretch. You know
they
what
get
I mean?
Tight.
Like, it's just they're such a different team.
It turns into a clutch game, quote-unquote, right? But Denny Avdija, you got to give him credit. Again, Anthony Simons, these guys were hitting and knocking down three-point shots left and right. So keeping it 9, 8, 10 points. So it's like you couldn't feel too comfortable to turn it off, because I do think the Warriors fans still have kind of PTSD of how this team has like showed this season. Joe Shasky, it started off great, and then there was still that those couple months stretch where we're waiting for this glass slipper to fall off. I don't think it is. I don't think we're turning back into a pumpkin here. I think this is for real, and this team is going to stay for real for the rest of the season. Now, are they peaking too early? I was kind of saying that tongue-in-cheek this morning. Like, oh, are they peaking too early? No. Because, again, they've shown that they could win in a variety of ways when their best players aren't shooting the ball great. I mean, Jimmy Butler, again, he got a triple-double yesterday. It's not like he shot it great. I mean, 4 of 10, didn't attempt a three-point shot yesterday, 15 points. But, again, it's the assists. It's the rebounds, 4 offensive rebounds for Jimmy Butler yesterday. It's the physicality. It's getting to the line early and often and stopping the bleeding if they need to, if the team's going on a little run, because the Blazers came out guns a-blazing. Again, no pun intended there. In the third quarter, they were not going away. They cut to
40-something?
It was 43-34 that quarter. But credit to the Warriors, they bounced back.
Yeah.
You know, Quinton Post had a big shot there. Moses Moody hitting big shots.
The minutes have been way better.
Way better.
Way better.
And that's, again, the depth. And again, if you can get a Pods back, who's, again, dealing with back spasms, and Steve Kerr, we're going to get to what he had to say, because he's, I'm not going to say confident, but he sounded like he was leaning in that direction of confidence, talking about potentially getting back both Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Pajemski this week, which would be huge.
Pods was laughing on the bench and celebrating, and but you, I don't know if you know this.
See the outfit he was wearing?
Yeah, it was a lot. his hairstyle is being replicated by every teenager in the Bay Area.
It was Mahomes first, and then Pods kind of took it on, and yeah. Because I think that's his favorite player and favorite team, right? The Chiefs?
I don't know.
I think he's talked about
that,
it.
That wet, curly-looking hair.
Well, he's got the curls. That's fine. Hey,
no, that's the look, though. That's
curls for the girls. Guy Santos has the hair that I would want, by the way.
Guy?
That thing.
My guy, Guy?
Zero sweat. It just bounces up and down with the headband.
We need
you
to
know
get
what he looks like?
A head and shoulders.
You know
commercial.
Who he looks like? I'm going to say, he looks like the Brazilian Orlando Bloom from Pirates of the Caribbean. He does.
That's very niche.
It's very niche, but you know, look it up, and I'm not going to back off the comp. You know what? He's a swashbuckler out there.
Orlando Bloom.
Yes, that's exactly what he is. 888-957-9570.
Actually, you know what?
Right?
This is pretty good.
The facial hair?
Wow.
Come on, it's not bad.
I mean, well, Orlando looks a little more seasoned, so maybe Guy needs to spend some more time in the
sea.
League.
Well, at sea he needs to, right? Him hanging out with Jack Sparrow. Gary Payton II, by the way. 26 points, career high for him.
A really good call.
His first 20-point game of the season, and only the third time GP2's done that for his career. Again, he's not known for scoring the ball.
He hit one around the rim that was like a circus lefty layup. I couldn't believe it.
How many times were we watching this team? And it's like, wow, if you get anything from this person, this team's gonna be hard to beat. If you get anything from this person, this team's gonna. I'm getting everything from everyone. Everything, everywhere, all at once.
All the levers are working. And this is where I think, look, if we're going to, like, do what we do in sports talk radio, which, and I'm guilty.
Overreact?
No, just rip the coach at every turn.
Oh, wow.
Right?
We got something for that today.
At every turn. Rip the GM at every turn, right? That's what we do. Rip all the young players at every turn. Rip the role players at every turn. Oh, the minute allocation. If you've been calling into this station and you've ripped this team, like, I think it's time to give some guys some of their just due. I'm not saying to give them the flowers, but let's call it what it is. Steve Kerr is pulling all the levers.
He's doing everything right. Mike Dunleavy, and this is what's going to happen today.
The parts fit.
888-957-9570. You want to come apologize to Steve Kerr, Mike Dunleavy, Joe Lacob, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, you can come apologize today. We'll allow it. We're going to give you a mulligan on you telling us that the season was over just a month ago, okay? We're allowing you to call back, apologize to Steve Kerr, Mike Dunleavy, anyone on the Golden State Warriors right now that you want to apologize to, we're going to allow you to do that at 888-957-9570. Because what this team is doing right now is special, and you can get back on board. And if you still have any doubts, I'm truly trying to find something to doubt about this team. And I get it. The schedule is going to be a big part of that. It's going to be a big part, and it's going to come up on Thursday. The Kings have had some ugly losses, and they're desperate. That's going to be a big game. The New York Knicks, that's going to be a big game. Karl-Anthony Towns should be back there. And there's another layer to that that we might get to on Friday in regards to Karl Anthony Towns, Draymond Green, something that I do want to get into, but it's not for today. We're going to get into that. The Nuggets next Monday, then the Bucks. It's a massive four-game stretch approaching. So it was very important that you take care of business yesterday against the Portland Trail Blazers. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you need to apologize to anyone on the Golden State Warriors, now's the time to do it.
So you brought up one of the, you know, the Buddy Hield. Like you said it over and over. Hey, when they score or Buddy scores 18 or more, they're like almost undefeated.
You can't beat them. Yeah.
What if I told you when the Warriors score 50 or more off the bench, they're 12-5?
Wow.
Now, I know Buddy was in the starting lineup for some times, yeah, and they didn't really have a specific lineup, but if the lineup is going to be Jimmy Butler, Draymond, for now, Quentin Post, Moses Moody, Steph Curry, and maybe it's Kuminga instead of Moody, doesn't matter. I think 50 is that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Because that means I'm getting something from Buddy Hield. That means I'm getting something. Maybe it's Kuminga if he's the one off the bench. If it's not Kuminga, maybe it's Moses Moody because he's the guy off the bench.
Right.
I'm getting a little something from Loon, getting something from GP2. Like, a pods at some point. I think that 50 point, now that you have Jimmy and you really have it locked in where, hey, it's going to be Jimmy, Steph, Draymond as my three dogs, and I'm going to kind of tinker with those other two spots. That bench scoring of being over 50 points, that is something that I'm going to be definitely monitoring because that tells me I'm getting something from some of the others.
And I guess if I was trying to find a question mark on this team still, and it's the only thing you can look at, but it's not fair to the team right now because you can only give it off
what
we've seen in the regular seasons. How are these young guys going to play come playoff time that you're leaning on right now? And some of the players like a Quentin Post, like a Moses Moody, who haven't had heavy action. Moses in particular hasn't
Quentin,
had heavy action. No, Quentin, we don't know.
We
Moses
don't know.
Had a cup of coffee and some playoff performances.
He's played a little.
He's played a little bit,
yeah,
but we don't really know. He was there, a part of that championship run, but he wasn't really contributing. So I'm very curious how he's going to look. Quentin Post, Gui Santos. Again, some of these players we're going to have huge expectations for come playoff time, and they're going to need to play a part. And why Jonathan Kuminga is such a huge role in all of this is when he comes back, he's going to have a difficult task, too, going up against some of these young, big, athletic guards that maybe the Moody's of the world, you know, maybe the lateral quickness isn't there that it is for one Jonathan Kuminga. So that's, I guess, would be the one thing that we're all waiting for. But again, that's in a month's time. I can't judge that right now. That's me projecting.
Well, I'll give Gui a little bit of credit here. He did play for the Brazil team and played a lot when they were in the Olympics.
Sure.
So, like, and look, just seeing the intensity level of the doc of, you know, what is it? What's the name of it? Something
court
for the gold. Gold for the
court. Court of gold.
Court of gold. Thank you. I do think that there is some translation to playing in those elimination games in the Olympics and playing in an NBA playoffs. I'm not saying they're a like for like. I'm saying the guy has had a little taste of what an elimination game can feel like. And I think Moses Moody has had some tastes, whether it's the Lakers series where he got a little dip in the toe or Sacramento or whomever. Like, he has played a little. You know, his rookie year, he played in the finals.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Yeah, no, he did.
Not a lot.
Cup of coffee.
So he's had to have his foot in there. So I don't know. I think they're a little more seasoned than just a pure rookie would be in a normal setting.
Yesterday for me was, and obviously it was, the Gary Payton game. Gary Payton II, he led all Golden State Warriors in scoring. I'm safe to say I don't think that's going to happen again. Maybe it does.
Has that ever happened ever?
Ever, no.
In his career?
No.
They were saying that he scored for the Lakers. He had scored like 24 points. And I'm thinking,
his career has 26, yeah. He,
what is
previous
it
was 25 points for the Lakers at the Clippers back on April 11, 2018. 7 years ago.
I'm shocked by that.
I don't even remember him on the Lakers.
It's funny that you say that because I wanted to admit that and I didn't want to say that out loud. I know he played for the Blazers when he got traded there.
Right. Well, I think that was what? I don't think that was LeBron's first. That was the last year without LeBron, I want to say, because then he came in 2018.
2018, they played the Toronto Raptors.
Yes.
No, he was a Laker. Remember they got hurt?
Got hurt.
Because 2018.
No. 2018.
They played the finals against the Warriors.
Yeah.
2019
correct.
Was against
so there
the
you
Toronto
go.
Raptors.
There you go.
You're
so,
right.
So it was that the last was the year without year. LeBron. That's why no one was paying attention to that Lakers team. But we're paying attention to this Warriors team, Joe Shasky. 888-957-9570.
I just can't believe how good they're playing right now. I mean, they're firing on all cylinders. And look, we came in every morning and it was like, this team.
We're looking forward to talking about this team now, which is so important. I think people are tuning in, wanting to listen and talk about this team.
Well, they're fun.
I want to hear about it. Yes. What is the most fun part about this team right now? Is it Gary Payton? Is it Quentin Post? Is it Moses Moody? Is it Gui Santos? Is it just the sheer joy that you see these players playing with and the smiles on their face and Steve Kerr and everyone? We're going to get into all of it. And again, I bring up Steve Kerr. Give him his flowers. If this team is doing well right now, give him his flowers and come apologize if you were too hard and too harsh on him, on Mike Dunleavy. I'm giving you an opportunity to call in 888-957-9570. All is forgiven today on 95.7 The Game and on the Morning Roast. We're going to get Benjamin Albright, 8:30, talk some Niners because it was a Monday massacre around the league yesterday. A lot of players to different teams. A lot of players like Javon Kinlaw getting paid. A lot of players that you've never heard of getting paid. We're going to get into that on the other side and how it affects one San Francisco 49ers team as I am scrambling to get my reads. Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And what's coming up next is brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
Heels another steal, takes it away on the break, left side, pull up three for Buddy, knocked it down.
Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to the Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
I just notice how he says my name instead of Shasky's. God, he loves me so much more. God, it's crazy. My guy, Tim Roy. Warriors, again, all they do is win. This is all they do. 130, 120. You got to turn on my my hockeys back there, Carter, so I can have the opportunity to play this game all day. Right. Put them up in your car right now. There it is. All they do is win, Joe Shasky, and we're going to continue to talk about him because all they do is win and continue to win. Not climbing in the standings, though, with these wins. You know why? Because everyone else in the West is winning. Grizzlies, they've won three in a row. Rockets, they've won three in a row. The Timberwolves right behind you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They've won 5 in a row. The Clippers behind the Timberwolves have won 3 in a row. And those teams, the Timberwolves and the Clippers, are just one back of you in the loss column. The Lakers, they've lost 2 in a row. The LeBron, we'll see there if they fall into the standings. So you got to keep winning right now to keep pace. And maybe, hell, you might have to be in this 6th seed and you just want to stay out of that play-in scenario, Joe Shasky. Although I know you've said in the past that you'd like to stay out, or you don't really care about the play-in game if you have to play in it. I would like to stay out of it at this point.
No, you want to stay out of it.
Thank you. I know you've said like a couple weeks ago, like, I don't mind. Yeah. At this point, it would feel disappointing.
It's preferable to miss it.
It would feel disappointing if they make the play-in, even as a 7th or an AC. Like, come on. Like, at this point, and again, Timberwolves
are right on
their
heels.
Not sleeping on that team. I told when Nick Friedell was filling in for you, I mentioned them as a team because they weren't really playing well at that point either. I was like, I'm still fearful of the Timberwolves. And he's like, what? I was like, yeah, they're not healthy yet. And when they do become healthy, I trust Anthony Edwards in big-time moments and big-time games. I don't want to play that team in a play-in scenario. Absolutely not. By the way, if you're just joining us and you're getting in your car and you're seeing, and you have NFL Network on, you have ESPN on, and you're seeing all the free agency frenzy happening.
Breaking news.
There you go. We have some more breaking news happening right now. Javon Hargrave signing a 2-year deal. No, he's not coming back to San Francisco 49ers. He's gone from there. He's going to the Minnesota Vikings. And the Vikings,
Minnesota!
That's the second defensive tackle they've signed this morning, Joe Shasky, because you know who else they signed? Jonathan Allen, who was released from the Washington Commanders, 3 years, $60 million for Jonathan Allen, Hargrave on a 2-year deal. They also signed an offensive guard, Will Fries, I believe, who was on the Indianapolis Colts the last few seasons. They signed him to a fat contract. Aaron Banks, former guard now,
crazy
from
money.
The San Francisco 49ers, he signed a fat contract with the Green Bay Packers.
Bye-bye.
Everyone's leaving the 49ers right now. It was a Monday massacre, we were calling it yesterday, because you lost a lot of players, and a lot of players that, you know, fans had some, you know, good relationships with, man. Dre Greenlaw, Talanoa Hufanga, Kyle Juszczyk. This is a turning of the tide here in Santa Clara. And this is a big, I'm not going to quite say a philosophy change, but this is a big reality check for the San Francisco 49ers right now. I don't think it's the end of the world, but it's hard not to feel like, if I'm a fan today of the red and gold, that we took a step back. It's hard not to think that we took a step back yesterday after everything that took place.
Look, I understand that sentiment. And look, Niner fans are going to feel some kind of way. I would just say this to them. Yesterday is a reflection of kind of the offseason philosophy of the shift that had to happen because of the penance from the last couple of years. Your moves in free agency, Javon Hargrave being one of them, you spent bad the last couple of years. And honestly, Dre Greenlaw is a huge loss emotionally. And I know that when the player plays, he's a stud. I think he has Pro Bowl talent. Everyone else you lost really isn't that big of a difference maker. And I know that they have name recognition. I like Kyle Juszczyk. He was a great Niner. Was here 9 years. Really important. He played less than 40% of the snaps last year.
I mean, it was him and Kittle, right? Longest tenured Niners?
Yeah.
So only Kittle remains for
9 years.
Yeah, 9 years.
Now, Is he an integral part of the scheme? Yeah, sure. Okay.
49 years. Look at that. Get it? 49, nine
yeah,
years.
Yeah, like he was. He was an integral part of what Kyle Skin has. They need to grow.
Is he a Niners legend? We were talking about Debo being a Niners legend. Is Kyle Juszczyk a Niners legend?
I mean, he ain't on the Raftman level.
No, but he's here for 9 years is a long time.
Sure.
Especially in today's day and age. Yeah. But I get it. Fullbacks aren't everywhere. Very unique.
No.
Okay, no?
No.
Carter's saying big Niner fan.
I think
Carter
he's way more popular online than he is when you go to a game.
People love saying juice.
Sure.
They love
sure,
saying that.
Sure.
You juice, too.
Tom Raftman, like, if you just go back and look at the numbers, like, Tom Raftman was, like, an integral part of the Bill Walsh,
sure.
My Shanahan, Mike Holmgren offenses.
But he was a part of two games. Super Bowl runs. Like, let's give him his due, and he made some plays in there, right? Like,
he's a solid player. Yeah. I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying that, like, online, I think that he resonates. And I think that I look at what they need to do moving forward, they need to evolve. And he's a really good player. And yes, big part of him. Probably the best free agent signing they had throughout the tenure, Shanahan and Lynch. But the reality is he's not changing their playoff odds. He's not changing their Super Bowl odds. They didn't move an inch yesterday at all. We actually did the exercise beforehand. Dre Greenlaw is an important part of their defense emotionally and everything. He played 35 snaps last year. I wouldn't feel comfortable giving him a big amount of money. Like, I understand their point of view. And that position, like the running back position, it's a not-for-long position.
We'll get back into the Warriors here in just a bit because they do keep winning. And the 49ers right now, they did take some losses yesterday. But it's not, you know, it's not the end-all, be-all, as you're saying right now. You still have some time to make some good deals happen, some more prudent moves, because I think cash is important here. We're still waiting for the Purdy contract. We'll wait and see if Joey Bosa has still been a name linked with the 49ers. That hasn't come to fruition. The only other team in on him that I've seen reported is the Miami Dolphins, and the deals that are on the table are around the $10 million range, maybe like a one-year prove-it deal, maybe $220. So we'll see with Joey Bosa. And again, the draft is next month, and that's really what you need to nail if you're the San Francisco 49ers. Real quick, let's go to Joe out in Sac. Joe, you're joining Joe and Joe on the Morning Roast. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be Dre Greenlaw, 100%. Wasn't too disappointed with anybody else leaving, minus Banks. You know, the offensive line is, you know, it is what it is. But I definitely feel letting Juice go to somehow replace him with Luke Farrell. I don't know. You know, it doesn't make sense. Juice was getting $4 million. This guy got a $20 million deal. I don't know. Hope we get some guys coming in, and hopefully they got to nail the draft, got to get a replacement on the interior lines, and definitely get a replacement next to Warner, because I know he's let down for sure. Christian posted, broken heart, my brother gone. So, I mean, that don't really help other players as well.
Yeah, but it's also a business, right?
Thanks,
and these guys, you know, like Kyle Juszczyk lost his mind because they asked him to take a pay cut last year.
Right?
There's only so many fullback positions in the league, and I'm not paying $6 million to a guy to play the position and only play 40 snaps. Like, $6 million can get me a right guard. You know, it can get me another linebacker to offset what Dre Greenlaw was getting. Now, look, is part of this baked into, yeah, you got to pay Brock Purdy? Yeah. But it's also baked into, you spent like a drunken sailor in free agency for Charvarius Ward, which was a good deal at the time. Javon Hargrave, which was a horrible deal. You spent on Debo and then kind of regretted it, right? You spent on Brandon Ayuk and immediately regretted it. There's been some bad contracts that have been handed out by this team via extensions and via free agency, and you got to pay the penance and you got to pay the piper. And right now they're paying the piper. Also think that they don't have a lot of inexpensive talent on the team right now. You just re-upped D'Angelo Lenoir.
Yeah.
You're not paying two cornerbacks big money. I like Charvarius Ward. He's a good player. He's a very good player. I would want him on my football team. But when you signed D'Angelo Lenoir to the extension that he got, and then you drafted Renardo Green, you kind of, you know, cast the die, and you said to yourself, here we go. We're going with D'Angelo and inexpensive cornerback on the opposite side of him.
Yesterday was a reality check for the 49ers and for a lot of 49ers fans that, you know, we kept talking about these players that we knew they weren't going to re-sign, but it hurts anyway. So I understand, as a fan, you're still waking up this morning like, damn, no more Dre Greenlaw, no more Talanoa Hufanga, no more Kyle Juszczyk, no more Aaron Banks, no more, you know, Javon Hargrave, who, again, he wasn't really doing much, but those guys I mentioned in particular, those are some big losses, and they're going to need to fill them. And Benjamin Albright is going to join us at 8:30. He actually is based out of Denver, and two of those guys that I mentioned did go to the Broncos in Dre Greenlaw and Talanoa Hufanga.
I like those moves for them.
For them, exactly.
Those are two hard-hitting sledgehammers who are going to come down and wreck shop.
In a division where you're going to need that, too.
But they're both hurt. And here's also, Denver got their books right by moving Russell Wilson a couple of years ago, took the big dead cap hit. They have a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal. Their finances are pretty fixed. The Niners, you know, the core of players they had, they were expensive and older, and there has to be a transition. I'm not mad at what the Niners did. I get it. I think they can still compete.
We'll see. What they do from now until the draft and during the draft is going to tell me a lot about how I feel about this team going forward. 888-957-9570.
I think it was a blessing in disguise, and I'll elaborate more down the line.
Okay, and we'll get back into the Warriors as well. Greg in Canada, I see you. He wants to shout out Mike Dunleavy. I want to shout out Mike Dunleavy, Steve Kearns, everyone on this Warriors team right now. They are in sync, and again, we'll get back into the 49ers at 830. Benjamin Albright, reporter at the Broncos flagship, but also is a national reporter as well for KOA Colorado. He is very tapped in all around the league, so we'll get his thoughts at 8:30, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. As all guests in 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, it's time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop. More Dubs coming up next, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Warriors have gotten off a lot of passes tonight. Santos in the far way. Up top, Curry off a down screen. Pump fake. Dribbles, feeds Santos. Back to Curry at the hash mark. Got it! Stephen Curry, number four on the night from distance. It's 91-80. Warriors on top.
I'm sure that wasn't part of the scouting report. Run to it, Gee.
Hey, this is Rob.
This is Chase.
And you're listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game with Joe and Joe.
I didn't like how they said that. Got what I mean? Yeah, a little keep the sneak. I'm not. This beat's so hard. It's just Bay Area, like, and I was listening to it because they were playing on the court, and I just love whenever they just go deep in their bag watching the game, and I get to hear all this music blasted on the court. I wonder how the players like it. Do they like all that music being blasted on the court like that? I'm not sure. But I know right now when I watch this team, the joy is palpable through the screen, Joe Shasky. Whether it's Steph Curry, and we know Steph, you know, he exudes joy with his style of play, but it's all the other guys, too. Like, Quentin Post, who, by the way, has got a dog in him, man. I did not know he had this fiery tenacity, and I'm not going to go quite wolf yet, because he has to graduate to a wolf level, and maybe he could do that in the playoffs, but he's a dog right now. I know Gary Payton II, what he brings defensively, and he's a dog on defense, but 26 points for Gary Payton II yesterday. Buddy Hield, 20 points for him. Moses Moody, who again, fans have been clamoring for Moses. Steve Kerr, can you put Moses in a position to win finally? Well, he's done that. Are we going to give him the flowers there? We give Moses his flowers, absolutely. Let's give Steve Kerr the flowers too for ripping off the Band-Aid and plugging Moses Moody into the starting lineup, because it has worked, Joe Shasky.
There's a song by the Rolling Stones. Can't always get what
you want. I knew you were
want.
Going there. You weren't going Paint It Black.
But you get what you deserve. Yeah.
No, you get what you need.
Well, no, there's also at the end, he says at some point, you get what you deserve,
right.
You know?
Right.
The Warriors are having their cake and eating it too right now. And here's where I'm going out with this.
God, I love cake.
They've got all the young guys all firing on all cylinders. They got Kuminga in the fold. They have optionality for the offseason in terms of the flexibility to either acquire something with some of the guys that they have now or to just stand pat.
I don't want to touch anything right now.
And they're all in on the now. They've got Curry. They've got Draymond. They've got Jimmy Butler. Everyone's playing nice. The coach is firing on all cylinders. They're pulling all the levers. I look at Joe Lacob and I say to myself, everyone owes this guy an apology. The amount of people I saw online with Joe Lacob is a clown emojis, and Joe Lacob
trades are hard.
Photoshopped with the clown hair.
Trades are hard.
It's ridiculous. He's one of the greatest owners the Bay Area has ever seen.
One of the greatest owners in the history of sports. Just say it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I go that far.
I would.
There's just been some great owners.
Given what he's doing and the Golden State Warriors are one of the most valuable franchises in American sports right now.
Yeah,
and
but so are the Dallas Cowboys, and people would say that Jerry Jones, the last 20 years, ain't been good at all.
Great, that's football. I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors, who are, and the Cowboys before Jerry Jones got there, were a brand.
Can we also take a step back?
What was the brand
and,
of the Warriors before Joe Lacob?
I know, it was horrible, but
they it wasn't anything.
I think the mark of an owner is multiple generations.
Okay.
Right, so like, I'm just going off of what we've seen now. That greatest
doesn't make Al Davis
sports.
Less of an owner because of what took place towards the end there. I think he's still one of the greatest in the history of the sport because of sure. what he meant for the sport.
But he was also an owner for six decades.
Okay, sure.
Five decades, yes. Right? So, like, we're in one and a half decades of Joe Lacob. It's been amazing. Like, no doubt. I'll just go on Bay Area. He's been one of the best owners in Bay Area history, yeah. Period. And the way people talk about him, like he doesn't know what he's doing, is just insane to me. Yes. Now, they've made mistakes. Every organization makes mistakes. Like, the Niners have been wildly successful. Doesn't make them morons because they're kind of like resetting their organization right now when it comes to the hierarchy, the finances, etc., and just the personnel. The Warriors on the fly have completely rebuilt this team. And they've done it multiple times. They've won with a variety of characters. Now, yes, Steph's been a huge part of that. Dre's been a huge part of that. Steve Kerr's been a huge part of that. Guy Santos, anyone could have had Guy Santos. Yeah. Anybody could have drafted Quentin Post. They hung on to Moses Moody for multiple years. Earlier this year, within this season, I was like, he just might not be good. I said that out loud. I'm like, wow, I feel really dumb having said that. The coach, I don't even know, understood how to use him. I don't think Moses knew what position he was playing. He's playing the best basketball of his career. Quinn Post is playing outstanding for a rookie. Guy Santos, for a glue guy, wow, what a great player. Gary Payton. They traded Wiseman for Gary Payton.
Yeah, they did.
And it didn't look great.
They did.
They traded for a guy who's hurt. He couldn't even clear the trade protocol because of the injury.
The abdominal injury, yeah.
Huge part of the 2022 championship. So that cashed in.
Got hurt during that run, too. Yeah, Dylan Brooks.
Last couple years, kind of spotty. I was questioning his fit on the team.
I mean, he couldn't hit a three-point shot earlier this season. He just couldn't hit one. They were leaving him wide open. They're going to continue to leave him wide open. And that's why if you get 4 of 6 like he did yesterday, I'm not expecting that every time.
No.
But if you can knock down a couple, 2,
yes.
3, like that would change everything.
And I look at, he's playing great ball. He's played, this game's going to stick out. He's played great ball for about 3 weeks.
Yes.
The mask notwithstanding. And then I look at Buddy Hield. Look. Buddy Hield, for the trade that they ended up doing for Klay Thompson, is he Klay Thompson? No, he's not Klay Thompson. When he's played well, they're pretty much unbeatable.
Yeah.
Now, has it been enough for our liking? I'd like him to play a little better, but whatever.
Sure.
Podziemski, for where they took him in the draft, it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, pretty good. And then I look at the big dogs. You traded Andrew Wiggins. And you squeeze the lemon on Andrew Wiggins. You got the 2 best months of his entire career.
Yep.
You won a championship. He was Superman. He helped net you Jimmy Butler, who might put you on at least one playoff run right now. Maybe 2, maybe 3. It's a great trade. It's a freaking great trade. And he's been outstanding. What's it done for Steph Curry, the main dog? It's rejuvenated him. The guy looks 5 years younger. What's it done for Draymond Green? He's playing the best basketball. I would make an argument he's played the best basketball since like 2018.
I mean, I'm putting Jimmy and Draymond as a tandem. Can you find another higher IQ when it comes to two players on one team? When it comes to basketball IQ, when it comes to those two guys, I can't think of one. I honestly can't. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. And that's having 2 coaches out on the floor, basically, with you playing at such a high level. And that defensive tenacity that Jimmy Butler has instilled. And again, I kind of say, it's not really tongue-in-cheek, but it's bleeding the guys like Buddy Hield, who talks about it, who made a steal yesterday. He just came in with the highlight. Buddy Hield made the steal, made the quick 3-point shot. Like, you're not getting that a month ago without Jimmy Butler. You're not.
And so I'm going to circle this all back around. I'm sorry, Joe Lacob. I'm sorry sometimes for our fan base and how panicky they got and how disrespectful they were to you in just in general. And you know what? Kudos to you for having the guts to not only swing a huge trade for a guy that literally alienated one of the top 3 executives of all time in my lifetime in any sport, in Pat Riley, and made it so toxic, no one wanted to touch him. And not only did you swing that massive deal, you gave him an extension sight unseen and talked your Hall of Fame coach and the greatest player in franchise history into the deal alongside Dunleavy, because he deserves a lot of credit. And everything has worked out better than any of us could have wildly dreamt. So, yeah, Joe Lacob, who built the stadium and has financed this team through and through. Joe Lacob, I'm sorry on behalf of the fan base, because I'm one of them. I questioned you. I thought maybe you're crazy. I'm thinking maybe this is the Jerry Jones zone. We were ripping your kids for being involved in the organization, which I thought was a little unfair. Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to Joe Lacob. Thank you, because the team looks unbeatable with Jimmy.
It's the morning apology. 888-957-9570. Who are you apologizing on the Golden State Warriors right now? It could be on a player, it could be a coach, it could be the owner. Who needs an apology from you on the Golden State Warriors right now? 888-957-9570. Greg in Canada has been very patient.
What's up, Greg?
We appreciate you hanging on, Greg. What you got, man?
Oh, Canada, let's go. On the morning roast with a couple Joes. I want to give a huge shout-out to Mike Dunleavy.
Keep going.
Yeah. He's great.
Yeah, so first of all, I heard a lot of clowns saying, I'm not even going to say the nickname, but a lot of clowns saying trade for this, trade for that. But they don't realize, as quoted, trades are hard. But when you draft somebody in the second round, we love TDJ.
Trades are hard.
Davis, like he was money. But the fact that we ended up getting Quentin Post, who looks like, in my opinion, the Splash Mountain, he's going to come through and maybe start, or maybe at the very least, give us a second shooter off the bench in the playoffs with Buddy Hield. Look at that bench right now in the playoffs. Buddy Hield, Quentin Post, JK. Who knows how it works out, but man, we might actually have the two timeline right now.
What's your name?
We're going
Greg.
I am going to reference you from now until the end of eternity. The Splash Mountain is one of the greatest nicknames I've ever heard.
Oh, you heard it from somewhere else, Greg? That's okay. We'll give you the credit still.
No. I didn't want to take the full credit because I named it on Bleacher Report.
Okay.
And the boys were hating on it because they said, you know, they hated on Mike Dunleavy. So they said, yeah, it was one game. It was two games. But like I said, I watched a lot of ACC football and basketball.
Oh.
So the kid was splashing when he was in college.
Boston College.
He also was unbelievable defensively. I think he was ACC first team or second team.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.